Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm so grateful that you've joined us. This is Kent Steinbeck. I'm Steve Lawson, and we're in Dallas, Texas. We're at Kent's coffee shop. We call it Herb's House, really. But this is Herb of Herbs. So we've got a great passage here for you today, and it is 1 Peter 5, verse 7. And it starts in the middle of the verse, Kent. But it reads, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And Kent, this is the antidote to worry. And I come from a family, a long line of worriers. And worry is the result of not trusting God. And it is being overly concerned about things. And Kent, you've been a good example to me. I mean, you just had a situation with your house and flooding, and you said, well, it's just stuff. And like my family growing up, I mean, we'd be in an insane asylum if our pipes had broken. And what a great witness to me. It's just stuff. And we need to learn how to trust God in difficult times. And that's what this is about. And the background of 1 Peter, as you know, is the believers have been persecuted. They've been run out of town. They're scattered throughout Asia Minor. They're suffering affliction, fiery trials, difficulties. Nero is either on the throne or about to start putting Christians to death. I mean, it's a tough day to be a Christian. And so even our trials, in some ways, don't compare to their trials. And this word of instruction is much needed in my life. So I'm sure there's a reason why we're doing this. Where he says, casting all out your anxiety on him. Well, we as Christians are subject to anxiety. Mm-hmm. And anxiety refers to troubles that trouble us, worries, concerns that really cross the line. We're too concerned about it. We're almost obsessed about it. And Peter says, no, we've got to come to the place where we learn to be casting all of our anxiety on God. And the word casting is the idea of placing it upon him. And so the imagery here, I'm carrying it on my shoulders, and it's weighing me down, and it's stripping me of peace and joy, and I'm too concerned about it such that I'm not even noticing people around me and their needs, and I'm spiraling down into a black hole. And I need to learn to place my burdens, take them off of my shoulder, and come to the Lord in prayer and lay them at the feet of the Lord and say, Lord, these are yours, and you're going to have to deal with this for me. And it can be a tendency that we bring it to the Lord and we cast it on the Lord, but then when we get up and go back to live our life, we pick it right back up and put it back on our shoulders, and we're still carrying it around. So when we cast our anxieties on the Lord, we got to leave it, like almost like depositing money in a bank. I mean, once you've deposited it there, that's their problem. They've got to keep up with it. You're free now to not have to worry about losing it. And he gives us the reason why we should do this. He says, because he cares for you. I mean, we are entrusting it to someone who's sovereign, who's all-powerful and all-wise. But on top of that, he loves us and he cares for us. And this is just a statement of fact, that he cares for us personally, individually. We could say, as if there's not another person on the whole planet. God is so focused upon us individually, as if I've got this. I mean, he's got it. And so when we do that, then peace and contentment flood our heart, and we have the peace of God, and we are at rest because we've transferred this over to the Lord. Now, Kent, it's easier for me to talk about this than to live this, but it's incumbent upon me to live this out, and for each one of us as we're watching this, and whatever you're going through, and we're all going through something, we've got to learn to cast this on the Lord. So, Kent, let's talk about this.
Well, I mean, this is about as applicable as anything in the Bible, isn't it?
It is.
And Steve, why is it that, and when we all have difficulties, but when you have a difficulty, or Amy has a difficulty, or someone close to me, I can say, hey, just give it to the Lord. But when it's me,
yeah,
you know, and I'm waiting on a diagnosis, or it's something with one of my children, yeah, or it's a huge business question, when it's me, why is it so much harder?
Major surgery is when it's your surgery.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Isn't,
yeah,
it? It's really hard. So is part of this casting our cares on the Lord, his sovereignty, and that he has ordained all of this for our good and his glory? Is part of it looking at the big picture and trying to trust him for that?
Yeah, there's no question. God is sovereign over our trials, and God has either sent it or he's allowed it.
So it's passed through.
It is passed through his hands.
On purpose.
On purpose. And he could have prevented it. Easily he could have prevented it. But there's divine design to this, and we know what that is, which is to conform us into the image of Christ, who was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we grow more during times of adversity than we do during times of prosperity, because we're having to trust God when we're in the fire, and we're having to look to him, and it causes us to pray. It makes us more humble. So that's a great question, Kent. So,
well, yeah. Are you saying then, when I'm anxious and when I worry, that I'm really not believing the theology that I should be trusting in, that God, as you say, there's no maverick molecule and no problem,
yeah,
that he's not aware of? Is that, does that, so that means that I'm not
living out what I believe. And we have this high theology, and we it should be pulling us up to live in a manner worthy of our calling, and it should cause us to be living in a sense above our trials, where we're trusting God. I mean, Peter could walk on water as long as he was looking to the Lord, but when he began looking at the waves, he began to sink.
Yeah.
And that could be, you know, our story.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to be looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and casting our burdens upon him as we go through this life. And that necessitates that we're in the Word, we're in prayer, and we're consciously and intentionally placing this upon the Lord and leaving it there.
So the casting, so when it says we are going to have worries and be anxious.
Yeah.
They're,
yeah,
going to hit us like,
yeah,
waves. So specifically then, I get a wrong diagnosis from the doctor, something I,
yeah,
don't want, and this wave of anxiety comes. What exactly should I do at that moment? What should I do as these,
yeah,
as these worries hit me, you know, like specifically?
Yeah, you know, Martin Lloyd-Jones, his most famous or most read book is on Psalm 42, and this just flashes to my mind. Lloyd-Jones says, you've got to preach to yourself and remind yourself what it is that you believe.
Yeah.
And Psalm 42, verse 5, why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. And what's interesting is when the psalmist writes this, he's talking to his own heart. He's preaching to himself and questioning himself, why am I in despair,
yeah,
over,
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
I need to remind myself, hope in God,
yeah,
trust in God. And, you know, Ken, I went to the doctor yesterday for my six-month checkup, and I said to Ann before I went, I said, you know, one of these days I'm not going to get a good report. And she goes, you're just inventing worry, you know? You're just creating.
It's just normal, though.
And it is just normal. And I go, and she goes, I've got good news for you. Everything's fine. And it's almost our tendency to anticipate something that doesn't even ever come to pass.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we've just got to walk in trusting the Lord. And whenever those difficulties do come, to know that God has a purpose in it for our good, mm-hmm. His glory, but for our good.
Yeah.
And so, Kent, I need this more than anyone else.
No, I do. I need it more than you. So maybe you're second.
Well, I think I need it more than you. You've been a good example to me. Well, we all need it, right? And you need this. And so whatever is an anxiety and a worry in your life, I just want to encourage you to take it to the Lord in prayer and place it upon Him and leave it with Him, and you will find a peace that surpasses all understanding. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.